Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maronimi Marazi Sheyichil, Sus Moshe Veshner, Raisel Moshe Mordechai. Lerefuas Tamar Bas Le Miriam, Pesel Shechole Yisrael. And is based on the Torah of Hagon Hatzadik, Moreno Harav Aaron Cohen, who's the Rosh Yeshiva in Chevron. It's a Goyin Olam and a Tzadik Yisod Olam. It's such a schus to learn his Torah. In the Gemara Baba Basra, and Daf Kufchof, on the base, Kufchof Aleph, on the Aleph Tanya, by Dabri Moshe, Moadei Hashem, Abnei Yisrael, Abi Yosei, Glili Yomer, Moadei Hashem, Namru, Shabbos, Precious, Loi Namra. It says in the Pasuk, Moadei Hashem, but it doesn't say anything about Shabbos. Shabbos, Precious, meaning Shabbos, what we call Shabbos. So why does it only say, talk about Moadei Hashem and Shabbos, but what does that mean? So Gemara explains, Moadei Hashem tzrichim kiddush beis din. Shabbos bereishis eina tzricha kiddush beis din. The Moadim of Hashem require kiddush beis din. Whereas Shabbos bereishis doesn't require kiddush beis din. Sal gadai techamine ho viksivi gabi moyados tiboi kiddush beis din. Kamoyados. Since Shabbos is stated in the context in Parashas Emor of the Moados, you might think we require Kiddush Beis Din, like the Moados. Kamash Malan, no Kiddush Beis Din is required for Shabbos, only for the Moados. The Rashbam explains that it doesn't mean that the Moados themselves need Kiddush, but rather Rosh Chodesh needs Kiddush. That we say Mekudesh on Rosh Chodesh, and Memela we have the Moadim. However, the Rashba and the Shita Mekubetzes brings Perish Rabbeinu Chananel Moyadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Beis Din Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Kidsham Sheneemar Vayedaber Moshe Es Moyadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael Dibur Ze Kiddush HaMoyadois. Mipnei Moshe Shemina mina shamodim sichim kiddush beis in the kavim v'loimer hamoyed b'yoy mezem mekudosh. So here's a different pshat, Rabbeinu Chananel. He says that when it says Moadei Hashem need kiddush beis din, Moshe Rabbeinu was mekadosh. Vayidaber Moshe Moadei Hashem l'bnei Yisrael. This dibur is kiddush hamoados for Moshe, and that means that the moadim themselves require kiddush beis din to be koveh the moed and say b'yom zem mekudosh. B'yom zeh hamekudosh. This is the day that's Mekudesh. What day is Mekudesh? The day of the Moed. The day of the Moed is going to be holy. So that's what it means. Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. That Moshe Rabbeinu is Mekadesh the Moed. Based in his Mekor. Moshe. Moshe was Bimkom 71 like we see in the Gemara. He was actually Mekadesh, he would say, that Hamoed Biyom Zem Hamakudesh. The Moed on this day is going to be holy. That's what it means. Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem v'bnei Yisrael. Now, according to the Rashbam, l'chor, the Yigur Din Kiddush Modo is not a Din Kiddush Mamish, rather it's a Din Kvius. Shenik b'zman Hamoed al-dei Kvius v'kiddush Roshei Chadoshim. So what they're doing is they're sanctifying Rosh Chodesh, but they're not doing a special Ma'aseh Kiddush on the Moed. They're Mekadesh the Chodesh, and this Kiddush is B'chol Rosh Chodashim, even though they don't have a Moed. Rosh Chodesh isn't a Moed. So L'chayra, there's no Kiddush on the Moed. There's a Kiddush, according to the Rashbam, on the Chodesh, and Memela, the Moed's going to come on whatever day it's going to come on. There's no special Kiddush on the Moed. Aval b'emet nirah, that even according to the Rashbam, there's a chalois, not like the Rabbeinu Chananel, the second opinion we saw there, Moshe was Mekadesh the Moed. According to the first opinion, he's only Mekadesh the Chodesh. But it would seem that even according to that opinion, there's a chalois shel Kiddush miyuchedes ala Moedos. We see this mipash to Gemore, Moyadei Hashem tzrichim Kiddush beis din. Hakshein tzrichim dibur miyuchad al yoim ha-moyed. אלא על ידי קביעס ראש חודש, שבהם תלוי תיקון המועדויס, כל דין קידוש על המועדויס. כמו שכתוב שם בדיבור מעשר מועדי השם צריכים קידוש, שהיא מקדשין את החודש על פי הראייה, ומתור כך מסקדש המועד בזמני. So, פשס לא שנה גמור, אז מועדי השם צריכים קידוש בייסדין. So it's not only that they're מקדש ראש חודש, the מועדים themselves have a קידוש. You just don't need a special dibur on the Yom HaMoed. Rather, by being kover Rosh Chodesh, upon which is predicated the decree of the Moed, when the Moed is going to fall out, there's a din kiddush on the Moedos. When you're mekadosh Rosh Chodesh, you're also mekadosh the Moedos. Like it says there, Moedei Hashem tzrichim kiddush, shehayu mekadshim haChodesh al pi ha'ariyah, umitoich kach miskadesh haMoed bizmano. They'd be mekadesh the chodesh al pi ha'ariyah, and through that, the moed is also miskadesh. So you see, miloshon haRashbam, shei mekadshin es haChodesh al pi ha'ariyah, mitoich kach miskadesh haMoed bizmano. That is also a din of kiddush of the moed. You're not just mekadesh the chodesh; you're mekadesh the moed as well. וכן נראה ממה שלומדים, דין קידוש החודש מקרא דמועדי השמש שתקראו עשה מקראי קודש. פסק is מועדי השם, that's where you learn קידוש החודש, עד שתקראו עשה מקראי קודש. דמשמע מזה, דקידוש ראש חודש היא כמו מייסי קריאה למועדס. וקידוש החודש is a קריאה למועדס, because what does it say? It says, Moedei Hashem, Asher Tikru Oysa Mekrei Kodesh. And this is where you learn Din Kiddush HaChodesh. And it says that when you make Rosh Chodesh, it's a Maisa Kri Ala Moedeis. We can also prove from the fact that we require a Miyud on Shabbos Bereshis that doesn't require a Kiddush based. And in the Rishonim explain that this means that you're not Mekadesh Sunday, that the seventh day should be Shabbos like Rosh Chodesh. Now, if the Iker Din Kiddush Moedos was a Din Kvius, Ayde Kiddush Rashi Chodoshim, it's not Shaykh Klach B'chlal to have this Kiddush on Shabbos that's Kvi V'kaimi. So it must be that even the Moedos, Gam B'moedos Chol Chalois Miyuchad, Shel Kiddush Ayde Kiddush Rosh Chodesh, Shu Kvius HaMoed, and therefore Shabbos, Afilu Shekvi V'kaimi, Mikol Mokon Kevin Shetzichim Kriya Miyuchedes, ודין קידוש המועדוס, היו צריכים לעשות קידוש מיוחד, לקדש אחד בשבת, שיהיה שביעי של השבת. The word was that we're only מקדש ראש חודש, and then ממילא, you know when the yomtiv is, but you're not מקדש the yomtiv. So then how's it shaykh to talk about your מקדש Sunday, and then ממילא, you know when Shabbos is. Shabbos is כביב הקיימה, you don't need to know when Shabbos is. So rather, what it must be is that even on the Moedos, there's a special chalois, that you're Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, which is part of the Kviyut HaMoed, it's part of the Kiddush HaMoed. And therefore, when you're Mekadesh, the Havamina was that when you're Mekadesh Rishon B'Shabbos, you're Mekadesh Shvi B'Shabbos. So, the Kvius of Rosh Chodesh is also Kvius of Kedushas HaMoed. Therefore, the Havamina is the Kvius of Sunday. On Sunday, you're Koivea, that Shabbos is going to be Shabbos. So, by being Koivea, Sunday is the first day of the week. The Havamina, then with that, you're sanctifying Shabbos. Kamash Malan, that it's not necessary. But now we understand the Havamina. Now, Lashitas Rabbeinu Chananel, Yisyashev Divrei HaBraisa. Divrei HaBraisa was Masmech this drosh of Moedei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Beisdin, Vein Shabbos Bereshis Tzricha Kiddush Beisdin, and the Pasuk of Vayidaber Moshes Moedei Hashem L'Bnei Yisrael. Why? Why? Because the Braisa is speaking of the Din HaKiddush Shel HaMoed as Atzma. Remember what the Rabbeinu Chananel said? Rabbeinu Chananel said that when the Gemara says Moed Hashem Sichem Kiddush Beisdin, that means that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekadesh the Moed. He said even according to the Rashbam, there was a Kiddush. He was Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, and thereby was Mekadesh the Moed. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, Pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekadesh the actual Moed. He directly was Mekadesh the Moed and says, and the Moed on this day will be Mekudesh. So now we understand the smichus of the drasha of Moed Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Vein Shabbos Breshim Tzrichim Kiddush based in on the pasuk of Vayedaber Moshe es Moed Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. Because the Braisa is talking about the din of the Kiddush of the Moedos themselves, and that's not for the pasuk of Vayedaber Moshe. But according to the Rashbam, there's no din the Kaddish Moedos Atzman, only the Moedos and Miskaddish Kiddush Ukvius Rashi Chadoshim. Why is this Braisa Masmich this din on this pasuk? Pasuk is Vayedaber Moshe es Moed Hashem. But according to the Rashbam, it's the Kiddush is Rosh Chodesh. And then through that, the Moed Hashem are Miskaddish. But you're not doing a direct Kiddush on the Moed Hashem. So the Rashba makes more sense seemingly than the Rashbam. Stims better with the pasuk, with the proof text. Vayedaber Moshe es Moed Hashem, there's a direct Kiddush on Rosh Chodesh. And not like the Rashbam said that you're Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, there's a direct din of Kiddush on the Moed. And not like the Rashbam says that you're Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, and Memela, you're also Mekadesh the Moed. No. You're actually Mekadesh the Moed. Vayedaber Moshe es Moed Hashem, and so you're Mekadesh the Moed. And this day, it's going to be holy. Achen, גם דברי רבנו חננאל, אף שמועדי השם צריכים קידוש בית דין, כי מושה רבנו קידשם, שנאמר וידבר מושה מועדי השם ובני ישראל, דיבור זה קידוש מועדויס, הוא מבני מושה, כושה הרי משמו עושה כוסף היא, שמושה דיבר וציבס בני ישראל לעשות את המועדויס. He says, the רבנו חננאל, says that מועדי השם need קידוש בית דין, because מושה רבנו was מקדש למועדויס. וידבר משה את מועדי השם אל בני ישראל, that this דיבור is קידוש המועדס for Moshe. But that's not פשט in the פסוק. פשט in the פסוק is that Moshe spoke, and he was mitzav the Jewish people to make the מועדס. Not that he was מקדש the מועד, but that he was telling the Jewish people that they have to make the מועד. Not only that, but from the Sifri, it would seem the same thing. It darshins the pasuk Vayedaber Moshe El Bnei Yisrael Lasas a Pesach. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu told them to make the Pesach Laman Emer. We can Emer Vayedaber Moshe Es Moed Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. So the Sifri is learning that the Dibur Moshe Es Moed Hashem is Lamaisa. They should do the Moedos. They should keep the Moedos. So how do we learn that there's a din of Kiddush Moedos? In other words, according to the Rashba, what you're supposed to say is that the Moed is going to be holy on this day. But that's not what Vayedaber Moshe Es Moed Hashem al Bnei Yisrael means. Pasuk Vav means telling him to do the Moed, to keep the holiday, to go, like we see, he tells him to make the Pesach. He's telling him, go to Orlando, keep the Pesach. Not that he's sanctifying the day, but that he's telling him to keep the holiday. But not that he's saying that this day should be Mekudesh. So we had a Ora B'Divrei HaRashbam. Rashbam doesn't seem to stem nicely with the Pasuk. It seems that it's talking about the Moedim, not about Rosh Chodesh. On the other hand, the Rashba also doesn't stem so nicely because according to the Pasuk, it's just saying to do the Moed, to keep the Moed. And not that your Makadji is saying, Yom Zeh Yom HaKudosh, this holiday will be holy. So we have to explain Shittas Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rashba citing Rabbeinu Chananel. And in order to do so, we have to be Makdim and we have to be Mevair as Divrei HaChinuch, Bedin Kiddush Yoivlis. Because the Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Esei Shlav, Shin Lamed Beis, the Kadesh Shnas HaChamishim, Kmo Shnas HaShmita, Kloimar Bebitul HaAvoida BaOretz, VeHefker HaTzoimeach Bo, Shneamar VeKidashtem Et Shnat HaChamishim Shana. And he concludes, Ve'oiver ha'ze, ve'oiver admasoi bi'oiver, avoida ha'asura, bitel esezu. That he writes that you have to makash the 50th year, like Shemitah, by not working, by being mafkir what grows. You should sanctify the 50th year. And he concludes, and if you're over on this and you work your field in the Jubilee, a forbidden labor, you're mevatel this essay. So it would appear that he explains Pshat in the Pasuk, Vikidashtem. Because Vikidashtem Shnas Chem, you should sanctify the 50th year. It's not the Maisa Kiddush of the Yovelis, but rather it's Hanhagas Dine Kiddush Shel Yovel, that you should act with Mitzvah Shvisa. You should rest in the 50th year like Shemitah and send the slaves free. And so he explains in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Kuf Lamed Vav, Lufiza Lechora, and Klal Mitzvah Beit Din Kadesh Yovelot. According to this Lechora, there's no mitzvah at all in the Beis Din to be Makadish the Yovelis. All you have to do is rest in the 50th year. There's no special mitzvah to be makadish, to sanctify that year. However, the Chinuch writes, "Umen adoyme, sheyos sanhedrin miskaptsin bekidush shana, umivorchin oleh lekadish shanim." Oh, so it seems now that he's saying there's a mitzvah in the Beis Din to be makadish yevlis bedibur. Is it kasher ich nolmad me'atok pasuk shnei inyanim? We're learning two inyanim. We're learning Vikidashtem is an Hagas HaKadusha, that you act with Kedusha, you don't work. And we also want to learn that you're Makadish the year, they sanctify the year, and you make a bracha. How do you learn both things from Vikidashtem? So it would appear, Omer Amar Marenu V'Rabenu Goenu Zenu, Hagoen Reb Aaron Koen, Zechet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. Sheshita Sachinuch, Shemitzvus HaTzibur Lehitnaeg Ba B'Kedusha Sayovel. Umitzvahs kiddush beis din inyan echadu, v'shneim nichlalu b'din kiddush yovlis. It's really one inyan, the mitzvah of the tzibur to be misnayig b'kiddushas hayovel, and the mitzvah of kiddush beis din is one inyan, and they're all included in the din kiddush yovlis. Because the ikar mitzvah is hanhaga shnatzei alvei b'kiddusha, just the Torah's mechadish. This hanhaga needs to be done based on the kviyas beis din. The beis din are koveh. This year is the shnas hayovel. L'snag b'chol anhagas shetzivsa Torah b'shan azu. That's in of Kiddush Beis and Shemanhig anhagas elu l'fnei atzibu ayde dibura v'kviya shan azu l'korosa b'shem shnase yoyvel. So it's two things. It's really the Ikra year is that it's, the Ikra din is that it's you rest this year, but this is done through the Kiddush of the Beis Din. So you can learn both. Anhagas atzibur v'kviya sabbeis v'mashmos ha'kosh v'kidashtem b'shnase ha'misha. Shekatuf medaber Shebena Bedin, Ubena Tzibur, Yekachu et Shnas Yovel. The Tzibur is Makadish Shnas Yovel Bahanagosam, and the Beis Din is Makadish Shnas Yovel Bikviusam when they establish it. Because earlier on, it says Vavarta Shavatura, and we learn from this pasuk that Beis Din are Chayev Litkoya. And then afterwards it says, Taviru shofar b'chol ha'aretz lechem idash taris kohanim l'am shkol yochit chayev litkoya. And so is Paskin l'halach and l'ramba, l'chor et shver. L'ashen of Taviru is l'ashen rabim. So how do we learn that? Kol yochit chayev litkoya. As n'ra pashut, l'ashen vavart is referring to the Beis Din, which is havarach is called shel Beis Din. But the Torah says l'ashen yochit, but Taviru shofar is talking about the tzibur. Shkol yochit chayev litkoya. That's in b'chol ha'aretz lechem. So Bahavarta Shofar Truah is the Beis Din. Tavir Shofar B'chol Ha'aretzichem is every Yachid, all the Rabbim. So according to that, it would appear that it says Mikidashtem Lashin Rabbim, you have to explain it also in every Yachid of the Tzibur. So the Torah writes Lashin Rabbim. Because if it was referring to the Beis Din, it should have said Mikidashtem Kamo Bahavarta Shofar Truah. And now that we learn from this pasuk, there's a din also in the Beis Din Mekadosh Nasei Yovel, because Vikidashtem is referring to those that it says in the previous pasuk, Beis Din and the Tzibur, they should both be Mekadosh Nasei Yovel. The Tzibur Bahanagasam Mitzvah Yovel, but Beis Din Bikviyusam Shaydei Zeman Higibus HaTzibur Bahanagas Halalu. That's what it means. V'kidashtem esnasa chamishim. What does v'kidashtem mean? It's Lashon Rabbim. It's referring to every Jew. We were just talking about the Beis. It's v'kidashtem, like v'avayet eshofer. So let's say v'kidashtem. So there's a din both on the Beis. The Beis is mekadesh nasa yovel. They say it's going to be a holy year. They sanctify the year. And the Jews are stop working. They're on Hagas. So that's the v'kidashtem. ובזה יתבררו דברי החינוך, אם זה אפשר לבאר, דברי החינוך הוא רייץ לצנהג'ם מסקאפסים ואורכם מקדי שנה בהכך תוקים בשפע. וכן כל יוחד ויוחד תוקע גם כן בשוסה. בייזן is תוקע לשפע. Every יוחד is תוקע לשפע. And because they gather their מקדי שלי here and then they blow שפע. And also every יוחד blows שפע בשוסה on his domain. So the whole mitzvah is שפע, mitzvah מיוחדת. And it has no שייכס to the din of קידוש היובל. Mitzvah tkiat shofar and mitzvah miyuchedet. There's no shaykhis to Yovel, to Kiddush HaYovel. Why does it say together with this? Tkiat shofar together with the Kiddush of the Yovel. So it appears that the Chinuch is learning that the tkiat is part of the Kiddush. Shenoagim la tzitzichem lahachriz lepnei atzibur sheshan ezu yishnas HaYovel. V'snaig ba b'chol din HaYovel. Chayin tkiat is called yochid v'yochid. And that's part of the Kiddush HaYovel. They're Mekadish, they make a bracha, and they also blow the shofar, and also the Yechidim blow the shofar. That's part of the Kiddush of the Yovel. And the Chinuch doesn't write any special Dibur of Kiddush. They gather together, and they're Mekadish, and they blow the shofar. So what's the Kiddush through Tkiyat HaShofar? And with this we begin with Yashev, the Chinuch who writes earlier on, Mishim Lamed Aleph, Shofar Shel Yom HaKippur, Ma'achar Kach Kosav, Laskar B'Shofar Ba'asiri, Shibi Yom HaKippurim. So why does he call it Shofar Shel Yom HaKippurim? Why doesn't he call it Mitzvah Shofar Shel Yovel? Ha'ikar ha-mitzvah hu mishum shushnas ha-yovel. And the Yom Kippur is just the time you're blowing. But why does he call it Shofar shel Yom HaKippurim? Well, lefi dvarenu ze muvan meod. That the etzem chiyuv tkiyah b'yovel wouldn't be considered a special mitzvah. It would be included in the v'kidash the mishnas ha-yovel. That's how the mekadesh yovel with the blowing of the shofar. Not that it's a special mitzvah because you have to blow in Yom Kippur. It's a special mitzvah to kiyah shofar in Yom Kippur of Shnas HaYovel. Like the Chinuch writes in B'tam Shel Mitzvah Zu. You blow the shofar and the Yom Kippur of Yovel. And you can learn this din of Kiddush Shnas HaYovel that it's done by blowing the shofar Mashmo Seder Aksubim from the Psukim. It says in the Pasuk Vavar to shofar Trua. And then afterwards it says V'kidashtem Shnas HaChamishim Shana Ukras and Dror. אז לפי הסדר היה צריך להיות כתוב, תעבירו שופר בכל ארציכם וקרוסם דרור. פוסק says, ועברת שופר תרועה, וקידשתם בשנת החמישים, וקרוסם דרור. פשוט זה תעביר שופר בכל ארציכם וקרוסם דרור. By blowing the shofar, you're calling for freedom. Why does it say in the middle, וקידשתם בשנת החמישים after עבודת שופר? Like the Chinuch writes in Shin Lamed Aleph, Letkoa b'shofar cross and drawer. And he writes that we know that the blowing of the shofar is to be mefarsim, the freeing of the Eved Ivri. So again, why does the Pasuk say, Vavar to shofar, and then v'kidash mishnas ha-chamishim cross and drawer? It should say, cross and drawer right after Vavar to shofar trua. Because after you're doing the blowing the shofar, you're calling for freedom. Why does it stick in there, v'kidash mishnas ha-chamishim? However, based on what we said, it's very good. יש בתקיעת שופר שני עניינים. Now we understand Seder Makros, that when you're blowing the shofar, you're dafka mekadesh nasa chamishim. And you're also being machriz dror l'eretz l'cho yoshveh. And mitzad kiddush levad, you wouldn't have to be tokea dafka on this day. Adarabba, you should be tokeh before that you're tokeh in these days, because your machu is cheres befoil. That starts in this day in Yom Kippur, like it says in Rosh Hashanah. That until Yom Kippur, lo yivadim niftarim tehem, they wouldn't go home. So that's all pshat in the Sefer HaChinuch. So again, you have the Sefer HaChinuch, that Kiddush HaYovel, what's Kiddush HaYovel? That is two things. It's Beis Din, is Mekadosh the Yovel when they blow their shofar, and then the Yechidim stop their work. And there's also a special din that this should be on Yom Kippur. And that explains the pasuk, Vikidah, that Vavarta shofar churo, you blow the shofar. Through that, Vikidash and Mishnasa Chamishim, and also Kosim Doror, is going to be, you're sanctifying the 50th year, and you're also calling for freedom. So Kol Zeh Nachon B'Shitas Ha Chinuch. And now, sweet friends, our next job is to be Miyashev Rabbeinu Chananel, that we asked about, that he said you have to actually sanctify the Yom Tov. We say it's not Pshat, you're sanctifying the Yom Tov. You're not sanctifying the Yom Tov. The Pasuk says you're just keeping the Yom Tov. That's what Pshat in the Pasuk, Elul Mo'adei Hashem Shetikros HaMekorei Kodesh. So how does Rabbeinu Chananel get that you're sanctifying? So Mitzvah Shem, we are going to explain in a future shiur, we're going to explain the Rabbeinu Chananel. After we understand the Yovlos, we can now understand Rabbeinu Chananel. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening, sweetest friends. Shalom, shalom.